Highbridge Audio presents The Preacher by Camilla Läckberg, translated from the Swedish by Stephen T. Murray, read by David Thorne. 1. The day was off to a promising start. He woke up early, before the rest of the family, put on his clothes as quietly as possible, and managed to sneak out unnoticed. He took along his knight's helmet and wooden sword, which he swung happily as he ran the 100 yards from the house down to the mouth of the king's cleft. He stopped for a moment and peered in awe into the sheer crevice through the rocky outcrop. The sides of the rock were 6 or 7 feet apart, and it towered up over 30 feet into the sky, into which the summer sun had just begun to climb. 3 huge boulders were solidly wedged in the middle of the cleft, and it was an imposing sight. The place held a magical attraction for a 6-year-old. The fact that the king's cleft was forbidden ground made it all the more tempting. The name had originated from King Oscar II's visit to Fjällbacka in the late 19th century, but that was something he neither knew nor cared about as he slowly crept into the shadows with his sword ready to attack. His father had told him that the scenes from Hell's Gap in the film Ronja Rövardotter had been filmed inside the king's cleft. When he had watched the film himself, he felt a little tickle in his stomach as he saw the robber chieftain Martis ride through. Sometimes he played highwayman here, but today he was a knight of the Round Table, like in the big, fancy-coloured book that his grandmother had given him for his birthday. He crept over the boulders that covered the ground and made ready to attack the great, fire-breathing dragon with his courage and his sword. The summer sun did not reach down into the cleft, which made it a cold, dark place. Perfect for dragons. Soon he would make the blood spurt from its throat, and after prolonged death throes it would fall dead at his feet. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw something that caught his attention. He glimpsed a piece of red cloth behind a boulder, and curiosity got the better of him. The dragon could wait. Maybe there was treasure hidden there. He jumped up on the rock and looked down the other side. For a moment, he almost fell over backwards, but after wobbling and flailing his arms about, he regained his balance. Later, he would not admit that he was scared. But just then, at that instant, he had never been more terrified in all 6 years of his life. A lady was lying in wait for him. She was on her back, staring straight up at him with her eyes wide. His first instinct was to flee before she caught him playing here, when he wasn't supposed to be. Maybe she would force him to tell her where he lived and then drag him home to Mama and Papa. They would be so furious, and they were sure to ask, "How many times have we told you that you mustn't go to the king's cleft without a grown-up?" But the odd thing was that the lady didn't move. She didn't have any clothes on either, and for an instant he was embarrassed that he was standing there looking at a naked lady. The red he had seen was not a piece of cloth, but something wet right next to her, and he couldn't see her clothes anywhere. Funny, lying there naked, especially when it was so cold. Then something impossible occurred to him. What if the lady was dead? He couldn't work out any other explanation for why she was lying so still. The realization made him jump down from the rock, and he slowly backed towards the mouth of the cleft. After putting a few yards between himself and the dead lady, he turned round and ran home as fast as he could. He no longer cared if he was scolded or not. Sweat made the sheet stick to her body Erika tossed and turned in bed, but it was impossible to find a comfortable position. The bright summer night didn't make it any easier to sleep, and for the thousandth time, she made a mental note to buy some blackout curtains to hang up, or rather persuade Portrick to do it. It drove her crazy that he could sleep so contentedly next to her. How dare he lie there snoring when she lay awake night after night?